don't push our buttons and suddenly y'all could go poof, gone in a blink. Gone in a blink. We'll be right back.
Can you hear me? Back on the airwaves with Montreal Sound Arc here at CQT 90.3 FM. Working out the kinks in a brand new setup. Well, actually a couple months in the making. Still fine-tuning a setup live from the Archive, Archive Montreal, which puts on this show since 2012, I believe. Montreal Sound Arc. Maybe it was 2013. Sounds like Jordy Alexander there in the background. Montreal Sound. A song called Music, extended mix. We're very excited to kick off Black History Month on this show because Archive Montreal has been secretly working during this pandemic on a new project called Rejuvenation, a deep dive into black music, arts, and culture in the various black communities in Montreal from the 60s to the 80s. What we're hearing there is some of the exciting late 70s funk, disco, and soul that was just really happening in the city. And of course, Montreal was a disco paradise, but it took some time to get to that point. Starting in the 50s, actually in the 40s, everybody knows Montreal was like a sin city with a ton of jazz and swing bands, 30s, 40s. Into the 50s, R&B took over, eventually soul and funk. And there was a huge influx, though, of people in the 60s and 70s. From the Caribbean, from the States, draft dodgers, all kinds of folks, as well as lots of all kinds of communities in Montreal. We're moving around, changing neighborhoods, making the city a different and better place. And we're going to check this out, talk about this. We're talking to people for this project, doing a ton of interviews with amazing musicians, including some of the ones you're hearing right now and right here on the show today. So really excited to kick this off. This was Montreal Sound starting it out, song Music. Next up, though, another person we're looking forward to talking to for this project, Geraldine Hunt. Classic slab of dance called Can't Take the Feeling, CKT 90.3 FM.
Don't give me your love if you really don't mean it. If you're not Your love's got me going in circles. Your love's got me going in circles.
Baby, your love.
Hello, hello. We've got Projet and a song by Cat Dyson. Surely playing on that. Legendary guitar player who played with all kinds of people in the late 70s, early 80s in Montreal, and later on went on to play with Prince for a number of years and many other musicians. Very excited to be announcing this new project that Archive Montreal is bringing you, first of all, this month, during Black History Month, on our show, Montreal Sound Art and CQT. You'll be playing a bunch of this exploration of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s from Montreal, black music in general, all kinds of styles, all kinds of communities contributing to these tunes. A partner in the project, well-known to CKT listeners, Andy Williams, from The Goods on Sundays here for so many years, has been working with me, Louis Rastelli, and other colleagues at the archives, such as D. Edouard Williams and Desiree Rochat, to develop this project. It's called Rejuvenation because it's a period of Montreal arts and culture from the 60s to the 80s that really reinvented itself pretty much in every community you can think of. Francophone, Quebecois music completely changed its style and look, and everything went more dynamic. Let's not forget, too, it was also a period of upheaval pretty much all over the place, and the arrival of the baby boomer generation, a huge population of youth that really reinvigorated the 60s, 70s as far as arts and music. We're really excited to have already spoken to a lot of legends and people who you will hear later on, most likely in the summer, in the form of some special shows here in CKUT, interviewing people such as quite a few people from the stations, Stretch, Pat Dillon, Butcher T. We've also dug up and found a lot of folks from these old records from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I was excited to speak with the great singer Sharon Lee Williams. We just heard on that record Slim Williams playing some keyboards. He was also on the song track before that by Lonnie Gamble. We heard a track called Circles from his album. Neil Brathwaite's another, he's a saxophonist that we spoke to, and he's all over a lot of these records as well. We're going to be looking to talk to people from that scene, Georgie Alexander, Lonnie Gamble himself, perhaps. If anybody is interested in contributing, if you've got some ideas, do check out our website, arcmtl.org, arcmontreal.org, and you can see the Montreal Sound Arc page there. I'm going to take you forward through a journey a little earlier on in the process of Black Montreal music. The Oscar Peterson Trio here in the background, their take on Night Train, would have been the main music happening in the clubs and downtown, the hotels, dance halls, 30s, 40s, 50s. And Oscar Peterson, of course, is one of the major contributions to jazz and music history to come out of this city. But a whole lot more came out of it afterwards. His piano teacher, Daisy Sweeney, has turned out to be quite the important figure herself. I think almost everybody we spoke to grew up in Montreal took some lessons from that woman who had actually also taught Oscar here. So I'm going to take it back after this Oscar Peterson tune. We're going to go through quite the set of late 50s and 60s embryonic soul and R&B from Montreal. So I'll leave you with the rest of this Oscar Peterson Trio, Montreal Sound Arc at CKT, 90.3 FM. Thank you. That was Billy Hope and his orchestra. Montreal combo, active in the 50s and 60s from an album called Popeye. Heard the song Shake It Up Baby. Prior to that, Guy Shannon and the Brunettes, another Montreal band from the early soul R&B era, from an album called Shake It Up Baby. Played their take on Watermelon Man, Big John and his Hot Toddies. Have a lot of twistin'. And started the set of this special Black Montreal R&B soul early funk music. Played a tune by the Knight Riders from the mid-50s, Looking For My Baby. Coming up next, I will play for you. It's a whole side, side one of the Jackie Shane live album from Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 90.3 FM.
You're listening to the Hitchhikers. The Hitchhikers we have. Rolly Simmons on guitar. What do you say, Rolly Simmons? We have Ralph Blair on the bass. We have Wally Blair on tenor sax. We have Jimmy Butler on the drums. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us also King Herbert on tenor saxophone. We also have Curly at the organ. Yours truly, Frank Motley. It's just about that time for the star of our review, ladies and gentlemen. Lil Jackie Shane. What do you say, Lil Jackie Shane?
Thank you so much. Thank you. We hope you're enjoying yourselves. And just to get things underway once more, I want to do a little thing called High Heel Sneakers. I don't wanna fight. Thank you. everything alright. Oh, baby, come on, woman. Oh, we're stepping out tonight. Everything will be alright. You better wear some boxing gloves in case some fool might wanna play. Well, on your high-heeled speakers, baby. I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock on me. Ha, come on, baby. Thought if you wanna go with me, you gotta get a move on. Put on your red dress, baby. Oh, yeah, high heel speakers. With that on your head. Gonna knock them dead, baby. Now, what I say, baby? Tell me what I say. Ah, come on. Hey, come on. Lord, come on, baby. Hurry up, woman. Step in. I said we're going stepping. I said we're going stepping. We'd like to move right along and do a number for you. The only thing, we want to dedicate this to Tony and Party, and also to each and every one of you. The only thing we call knocking on it.
Told me when you leave me, if you deceive me, baby, come on. on wood. I don't want to boast about our love, but you make me want to knock. Knock, knock, early in the morning, gotta knock on wood. In the midnight hour, gonna knock on wood. Every day, gotta knock on wood.
Thank you so much. Well, that's the way we like to see you, Bean. We want you to have a good time. This time we want to do a little number for you. We had the pleasure of recording a few years ago when I first got with the group. The little thing we call Money. I hate to do this number. You know, my doctor warned me against it. He said it was bad for my heart. It's contagious with me. But we're going to lay it on you anyway. Want to dedicate this to Tony again. And also to each and every one of you money lovers like I am. Jackie, because I know I look good. And every Monday morning I laugh and grin on my way to the bank, because I got mine. I look good, I got money, and everything else that I need. You know what my slogan is? Baby, do what you want. Just know what you're doing. As long as you don't force your will and your way on anybody else, live your life, because ain't nobody sanctified and holy. You see what I mean? Oh, honey. Because, baby, when we leave here, we don't know where we're going. You know, I ain't going for all that stuff. No, I'm going to live while I'm here. I'm going to enjoy the chicken, the women, and everything else that I want to enjoy. And that's how I live. That's why I'm so happy all the time. I'm taking care of business. You know, I don't have my woman telling me, Jackie, you can't do this. You better sit down somewhere if you want me to stay with you. You better go out and go out and go on to make the money and bring it on home so we can enjoy ourselves. You know, I don't need no woman to help me starve. I gotta have some money, you know, because I want to look good a long time. You see, everybody's talking, but I'm taking care of business. You know what? You know, it got kind of cool for me when I came up here last fall. And I made it on back. I caught me a jet and went back out to the West Coast to my beach bungalow. Frank Motley was calling every other day. I was sitting out there on the beach just as the sun went down. Well, I'm no square. I got mine. You know, God bless the child that's got his own. And I got so much of my own. You know, I'm taking care of business, Tony. Everywhere I go, you know what? This is the closest to Jesus Christ some of you will ever get. You should travel with me, baby. You think Jesus Christ had come down and walked this earth again. The multitude that follows me is so great, because they know I go along handing out soul blessings, satisfying souls, but I don't satisfy nobody that's a square. You know, you got to know that I need some money and we can get along. You know, I don't want you coming talking about, Jackie, well, I ain't never done this, I ain't never done that. Well, if you haven't, get up and let somebody who can. Don't hinder my business. You see what I mean? Now, I know some of you gals and guys know what I'm talking about when I said, ain't no point in us starving together. You know, I got to have a little help. You know, I'm standing up here perspiring, getting all hot, working hard, and you gonna sit out there and wear what I done made. Mm-mm. You got to help me. You got to at least kind of top what I bring in every week. And then we'll live happy. Cause you know I like to live on the fat of the hog, honey. When I leave this time, baby, I'm going on a 6 months holiday. That's gonna take a whole lot of money. I don't wanna have to do nothing but have breakfast brought to me in bed by gorgeous chicken. Oh, baby, and I want you, you know, we're making an LP right now, and we want you to buy it. Because the way I live, me and my chicken, I need the money. Oh, I need the money, honey. So now listen, baby. When you see Jackie walking down the street, or I walk into a restaurant that you're in, I want you to laugh and talk and grin and point the finger at me, because if I ever walked out and they didn't point and whisper about me, I'd go back in and look in the mirror and stick out my tongue. Because I thought I was sick or something. I done lost my touch. You know, because I can't do that. Mother told me, she said, Jackie, she said, baby, I've conditioned you. She says, because you take after me, don't worry about daddy, because you'll get paid for what daddy has to pay for. Yeah. And like always, mother didn't lie, honey. I'm getting it each and every day of my life. Sometimes it's fatiguing being a Jackie Shane, because everybody wants to grease your palms. Everybody wants to help you, because they know I just don't give a good, you know, I really don't. I see some people sitting out in the audience sometimes, maybe rolling their eyes and looking all funny, but baby, I like that, because they come here.